Well, yesterday, Detroit announced plans to establish solar fields in three neighborhoods aiming to offset energy consumption from city buildings. Now, these projects, a collaboration with DTE Energy and Lightstar Renewables out of Boston, mark a significant step toward a greener future for the Motor City. Let's explore the details with Tefera Rushton. She's director of the City of Detroit's Office of Sustainability. Tefera, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Tell us how these solar fields will work and how the residents, as well as the city in these areas, will benefit from them.
Yeah. So we're proposing solar fields right inside of the neighborhoods, and they will be used to offset the energy usage at municipal buildings and for the city. So residents around the solar fields will receive benefits in the form of energy efficiency upgrades. Care home, and that is looking at $15,000 to $25,000, depending on the number of homes that are in the footprint.
So those are the people who stay will get the $15,000 to $25,000 who stay in this area, but those who want to move, they'll get help to move, and they'll get a fair price for their homes.
Yes, we're doing a voluntary out, so folks who are right where the solar panels would be placed. They will be offered double market value or a minimum of $90K to take the voluntary buyout.
What if I'm a renter?
Renters, yes. Renters will get 18 months of free rent and relocation services.
The idea here is it will reduce the city's power bill by half.
Well, the idea is that we will be contributing to clean energy into the entire region's grid. And so we will be receiving energy credits for that from municipal.
What about the cost benefit analysis here? Is it something that we do get a return on our investment, or is it a higher expense for the city?
Yeah. It depends on the cost of energy over time, but we do anticipate about $1 million a year to produce clean energy and to stabilize these neighborhoods. And so in addition to the cost that factor in are the production of the clean energy, but also all of the community benefits that we just mentioned, and the maintenance of over 100 acres in the city inside of neighborhoods. And so it's kind of a package deal, a 2-for-1.
What about the cost of this? Where does that money come from?
Sure. So there are some upfront costs in terms of the land acquisition. We'll be purchasing about 900 parcels, as well as the homes. There is a utility conversion fund that's already baked into our city budget from the time when we were converting from our electricity. And so that is where our upfront costs will come from. $14 million will come from that. The rest will be financed over time with the developers.
Logistically, these things are on the ground, right? And then there's a fence around them. Will they be protected from people who might want to be mischievous?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And the really great thing is that the developers will be contracted to work directly with the neighbors to develop what the fence is going to look like, what the perimeter is going to look like, what the landscaping is going to look like. But yes, these are ground-mounted solar panels, similar to what you see at O'Shea, and then we'll have the opportunity to have all that green space underneath. And yeah.
We know that, unfortunately, we've got some pretty enterprising criminals in this area that will scrap and strip and take copper out of fountains and things. We've seen it happen again and again. How do we secure this solar farm? And not just from those that want to go in and steal the infrastructure, but also maybe vandals that want to attack it from above.
Oh, good point. That is part of what the agreement will be with the neighbors. So in addition to the, what the fencing looks like, what the landscaping looks like, they'll also talk about a security plan for the solar panel. And so all that will be baked in to the responsibility of the developer.
All right. Tapira Rushton, Director of the City of Detroit's Office of Sustainability. We appreciate you coming on and letting us know about these solar fields are going to be really beneficial for the city and also for the residents. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, when the mayor was speaking yesterday, he also said that they've gotten to this agreement. It's like 35 years, a 35-year agreement, and they have spots where they can get out of it if they want to. But after 35 years, if they don't want it anymore in these neighborhoods, they will return it back to green space.
That's a really good question because, let's face it, 200 acres could be very, very valuable and badly needed if the growth of Detroit
exactly.
and the appeal of Detroit continues to expand. And,
yes.
and so you may want that real estate back for housing and for other bigger needs at
yes.
that point.
And it just, you know, again, you know, you talk about the mayor and his leadership and how he really thinks things out, you know, and gets things, you know, goes out further, thinks of the future. And he thinks of, he covers all of this. Now, this still has to go through city council and city council has to be mm-hmm. on board. But there were a couple of city council members there who were, you know, very happy about this. And so we'll see what happens.
Well, according to the Detroit News, the city hopes the fields will reduce its $8 million annual power bill by $4.4 million. So if that's happening, I think it would stick
around.
That's
a pretty good equation
yeah.
there. It's just not a high bill to call ourselves green.
Right. And they're spending, the mayor says, about $2 million in that neighborhood already just by sending police there and
right.
all the services that go on there. So, you know, that's
non-productive use versus productive.
There you go.
Yeah, there's and it's hard to quantify and cost that out.
That's right.
The other thing is, let's face it, it's one of the few silver linings to blight is that you could assemble this much property at like 200 acres and only displace 19 homeowners.
Right. Exactly. How many places, you know, really?
And it seems if you own a house, you're going to get, you know, a good return on it.
$90,000.
At least.
You know, which is double the market value, you know, in the city. So.
Well, and the problem with being in a low-density area like that, you're more vulnerable. There's not as many neighbors watching out for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
So hopefully these folks that have been kind of land-bound and house-bound can be in a safer, more secure place.
Yes.
That'd be a win-win. For everybody. Really quick story here. We've been following what's been happening with Ozempic and Wegovy and all of these weight loss drugs, the GLP-1 drugs that promise weight loss, diabetes medications that have been appropriated for different uses. The 2024 American Diabetes Association is holding its conference down in Orlando. They're going to present data on 27 new GLP-1 drugs in development that they promise will be even more effective with fewer side effects. Great news. The question then becomes, will they be more affordable?
Right.
Because we got shortages right now.
That's right. And will it bring the prices down?
Right.
That
and
are
Blue
out?
Cross Blue Shield not covering them, it could price some people out.
Yeah.
Right. And those that can't find them, they're going to compounders. There's a somewhat of a risk there, perhaps, if they're doing this kind of
but the availability of more, I just think some people are using them when they don't really need to lose all
could
that
be.
Way.
Yeah. And that was what Blue Cross was saying. You know, we're paying for this, but people aren't even taking the drugs for the full course mm-hmm. Of drugs. The good news is here, if you were to have, let's say only four or five of them hit the market in the next couple of years, more drugs means better competition. And so that could hopefully bring prices down.